Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. China's state-run television began live broadcasts from Mount Everest today. A special climbing expedition is on Everest, preparing to take the Olympic torch to the summit. The torch is actually a sister flame to the main one that arrived in Hong Kong today. The Everest one is designed to keep burning at high altitude. Now, China has gone to extraordinary lengths to prepare for this event and to shield it from protests. But as the world's Carol Hills explains, climbing Everest is always risky.
There are various routes up the north side of Everest, but the Chinese-led team carrying the torch is taking an old, established one. It's sometimes called the North Ridge Route and was first used by the early British climbing expeditions in the 1920s and 30s in their various attempts to reach the summit. Conrad Anker, an experienced mountaineer, knows it well. He's climbed it twice.
For the 2008 Olympic expedition, to climb any route other than the North Ridge would be problematic. The North Ridge has established camps. The Chinese have had large expeditions there. They know the route. They know the timing of the mountain. They know where to set up their camps, so they're very familiar with it.
The Chinese Olympic expedition arrived at base camp in late March, but officials have offered precious little information ever since, like where exactly the Olympic torch is. We do know that a team of Tibetan high-altitude porters has prepared the route for the torch's ascent, stocking camps and fixing ropes. And 31 climbers, most of them Tibetans, have been working their way up the mountain a few thousand feet at a time. That step-by-step approach is necessary, says Conrad Anker.
Climbing Everest isn't like going up Mount Washington or Mount Rainier or Mount Whitney. Rather, it's a long, involved process. Generally speaking, one needs 10 weeks door-to-door. The majority of this time is spent acclimatizing to the altitude.
And for some of the team, acclimatizing to operating camera equipment under incredibly harsh conditions. Today's broadcast on Chinese state television is one of many planned from the Everest expedition. 84 staffers from the state-run television network are on hand at base camp to coordinate the broadcasts, many of them live. Filmmaker and mountaineer David Brashears has filmed on Everest 5 times. He says the Chinese have plenty of experience filming on the mountain, and that the north side of Everest is especially well-suited for a live broadcast.
The big advantage is all the large broadcast uplink equipment can be driven to base camp. A very nice dirt road, which can take large trucks and land cruisers, goes right to base camp at 17,200 feet. And then you have a line of sight shot with your microwave equipment or your broadcast equipment to the summit of Everest, which is only 15 miles away.
Today, Chinese state television reported that the climbing team was at high camp, around 27,000 feet up, and preparing for the summit. Veteran climber Conrad Anker says summit day is the hardest part of the North Ridge route. It involves traversing 4,000 feet and climbing 3 rock towers.
You have to be fit enough. You have to have good weather, which means that it's calm, there's no wind, and it's not storming, and then be able to get up and down before nightfall.
And then, of course, there's the altitude. Here's filmmaker David Brashears from a PBS Nova documentary called Everest, The Death Zone.
Base camp, base camp. This is David. Do you read me? Howard, I'm on top of the world. We made it.
When one finally sets foot on the top of Mount Everest at 29,028 feet, it's the end of a very long journey, at least from the base of the mountain. It should have taken you at least 4 to 6 weeks. And it's a mixture of elation and relief and tremendous sense of weariness.
All 5 times David Brashears has summited Everest, he's had to operate complicated camera equipment. He says at 29,000 feet, every movement is hard to execute, so his heart goes out to the cameramen on this expedition.
At least for me as a filmmaker, you know, I know what the Chinese and Tibetan cinematographers will be going through, and that is trying to think clearly, tell a story with a camera, you know, in the world's harshest environment, take care of your hands and fingers, which become quite cold when holding that equipment, and then remain alert to other dangers on the mountain while all your concentration and focus is through the viewfinder of the camera you're holding in your hand.
David Brashears witnessed those other dangers firsthand in 1996 while filming on Everest. That's when a sudden storm near the summit took the lives of 8 climbers in a single day. Given the secrecy surrounding the Everest torch relay, some mountaineers have expressed concern that if something like that happened to this expedition, we may never hear about it. Conrad Anker notes that a full dress rehearsal was held last year, complete with climbers, official Beijing 2008 uniforms, and camera equipment.
My guess is that they're playing it safe, and they've got some footage from last year. Ideally, they'd want to use 2008 footage and have it be live. But if they don't, they've got a backup from last year.
For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
You can keep track of the Olympic torch and discuss the protests surrounding the relay with other listeners at theworld.org.